What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
We are back with week 5 wide receiver rankings. We're going to be going over our top 36 rankings and wide receivers you must start this week. Let's ride. Our top 12 wide receivers this week are Cooper Kupp, Justin Jefferson, Stephon Diggs, Davante Adams, Tyreek Hill, Ja'Marr Chase, A.J. Brown, CeeDee Lamb, Michael Pittman, Deebo Samuel, Cortland Sutton, and Mike Evans, wrapping out our top 12. So before we go over to our wide receivers too, I wanted to hit on CeeDee Lamb really quickly, who had a kind of a slow start to the year, but has really started to bounce back in a big way. He has a 33% target share in this offense and 42.3% market share of air yards, which is top 5 in the NFL. He also is 5th in deep targets. He has 23 catches for 288 receiving yards and 2 touchdowns. He is only 16th in fantasy points per game at 16.1, but he has a 17.1 expected fantasy points per game, which is 10th most among all wide receivers. Now, he hasn't been the most efficient wide receiver, 29th in yards per out run, but he is 18th in yards after the catch and 15th in yards per team pass attempt so far on the season. He has now posted back-to-back top 8 weeks, each of the last 2 weeks with Cooper Rush, which is something that I think was a little surprising. I don't think people really expected that. People thought this offense was going to take a step back with Cooper Rush, but Cooper Rush has stepped right in and really filled the void of Dak Prescott, who is still recovering. The Rams have really, really struggled on defense so far this year. They actually allow the 3rd most fantasy points to opposing wide receivers. They've also allowed the 2nd most receiving yards and the 2nd most receiving touchdowns on the season. So this is a very good matchup for CeeDee Lamb against the Rams this week, and there's no reason you shouldn't be starting with absolute confidence this week. Let's move over to our wide receiver twos, and that is Jaylen Waddle, Keenan Allen, T. Higgins, Chris Godwin, Christian Kirk, Mike Evans, Romeo Doubs, who makes an appearance, Marquise Brown, Chris Olave, Devontae Smith, Brandon Cooks, and Terry McLaurin, wrapping up our wide receiver twos. So let's start talking about some of these wide receiver twos we have here. First off, let's talk about Chris Godwin versus Atlanta. They have actually the 3rd highest implied point total this week. So I absolutely love both pass catchers here with Chris Godwin and Mike Evans in this offense against Atlanta. I think this could be a really big bounce back spot for this Bucs offense. You know, they lost last week against the Chiefs. This offense really hasn't really looked like what we expected it to, but I think this could be a really get right spot for this offense. Last week at Chris Godwin's return, he saw 10 targets last week, hauled in 7 passes for 59 yards, currently working his way back from this ACL injury. I think as time goes on, he's going to become more and more of a reliable fantasy option. The Falcons rank 17th in pass DVOA, but they've allowed 7th most fantasy points to wide receivers. They've also allowed the 9th most receiving yards and tied for the 2nd most touchdowns allowed to wide receivers. So really, really good matchup for Chris Godwin and Mike Evans here. Let's keep it moving and let's talk about Chris Olave. They have the actual 7th highest implied point total this week going against Seattle. We'll wait and see if Jameis Winston is able to return or if it'll be Andy Dalton again this week, but he has a 26% target share in this offense. He's also 10th in market share of air yards. He is 1st in deep targets on the season with 13 already, 21 catches for 335 receiving yards and 1 touchdown. He is averaging 15.1 fantasy points per game. He's also 1st in unrealized air yards as well. He's put up at least 17 fantasy points in each of his last 2 games. Seattle is terrible against the pass. They're a 32nd in pass DVOA. So this is a very good matchup for the Saints offense. We'll see if Michael Thomas is able to return. But either way, I think Chris Olave is starting to kind of make a case here for the number 1 wide receiver here in this Saints offense. So really like Chris Olave this week. I think you can start really starting him every single week, you know, unless we were just talking about a really bad matchup. So love Chris Olave here in this matchup against the Seahawks. Next up, we have Christian Kirk. And really, this Jags offense has really kind of been a little bit of a surprise this year. They have looked really good, and this is a great matchup against Houston. Christian Kirk has a 28% target share. He's 13th in targets among wide receivers. He is 29th in market share of air yards, only 3 deep targets, which is a little surprising because of what he brings to the table. But he is 6th in red zone targets, so he's making up for that lack of deep targets with his opportunities inside the red zone. He has 20 catches for 327 receiving yards, 3 touchdowns, and he's actually 11th in fantasy points per game among wide receivers. He's also 7th in yards per route run and 13th in yards per reception as well. So really good to see what Christian Kirk has been doing. The Jaguars have the 5th highest implied team total on the week so far. So really like Christian Kirk as well. He's really kind of developed. Shout out Cody, who is really high on Christian Kirk all offseason. So I would be remiss to not mention Christian Kirk in his absence, because this is a great matchup against Houston. So fire up Christian Kirk as a strong wide receiver 2 play this week. Next up, we have Romeo Doubs going up against the Giants. Over the last 2 weeks, he has really kind of asserted himself as the team's wide receiver 1. 16 targets over the past 2 weeks with 120 receiving yards, 2 touchdowns. He has now finished as a top 24 wide receiver in back-to-back weeks. He has 12.1 fantasy points per game. The Giants are ranked 23rd in pass DVOA. So a good matchup for Romeo Doubs. And, you know, we always want the number one target for Aaron Rodgers. And really, there's just not a whole lot else there. I mean, Christian Watson is there, obviously. He came back from injury last week, but he hasn't really done a whole lot. You know, Randall Cobb, Sammy Watkins is on IR. Robert Tonyan's going to get pass-catching work, and so is the running backs out of this backfield. But Romeo Doubs has really stepped up and looks like this team's wide receiver 1, and that is something we definitely want. And I think he's a top 20 wide receiver this week against the Giants. So let's go over to our wide receiver 3s. We have DK Metcalf, Amari Cooper, Deontay Johnson, Gabe Davis, Drake London, Tyler Lockett, Robert Woods, DJ Moore, Michael Thomas, Josh Reynolds, Brandon Ayuk, and Jerry Jeudy. So let's first talk about DK Metcalf. He has a 27% target share in this offense. He's 16th in total targets, 7th in market share of air yards. He is 5th in deep targets and 14th in red zone targets on the season. He has 23 catches for 284 yards and 1 touchdown. He's averaging about 14 fantasy points per game. But over the last 2 weeks, he's really started to pop. He has scored 17.4 and 21.9 fantasy points while seeing double-digit targets in both of those games. New Orleans actually has been pretty mediocre against wide receivers this year. New Orleans allows the 15th most fantasy points to wide receivers and the 10th most receiving yards on the season. So this is a pretty good matchup for DK Metcalf. You know, it's really Geno Smith for that matter. I am actually kind of surprised that how well Geno Smith has played so far this year. And he's been like a borderline QB1 so far to start the year. And so they really haven't missed Russell Wilson so far to start the season here. And it's been kind of what we've expected. Targets have been consolidated really just between DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett, just like when Russell Wilson was there. So DK Metcalf is in a strong spot here against the Saints. And we've already seen this implied team total for both these teams go up by over 2 points. It's one of the biggest movers we've seen so far to start the week. Seattle opened up with a 17.25 implied team total, and it's already almost up to 21 points. Up almost four total points so far. So there's a lot of money. That tells me there's a lot of money coming in on Seattle. The over-under has already risen up almost 6 total points so far. So this game looks like it could have a little bit of a shootout potential here with Seattle on the road inside the dome here in New Orleans. So really like DK Metcalf. I think he's a very strong option, very borderline wide receiver 2 this week. Let's talk about Robert Woods. Treylon Burks got put on IR, and Robert Woods is kind of working his way back as well from his ACL. He has a 20% target share in this offense, 52nd market share of air yards, 3 deep targets, 2 red zone targets. He is 34th in yards per route run with 8.9 fantasy points per game. However, he has now seen double-digit fantasy points in each of his last 2 weeks as well. So I think that he is somebody that is kind of acclimated himself of being the wide receiver 1, especially with Treylon Burks on the bench. And Washington allows the most fantasy points to wide receivers and the most touchdowns to wide receivers. So if this game can stay competitive, and really what we want to see here is Washington kind of be able to build somewhat of a lead so it forces Tennessee to throw the football, because we know that they have no problem with running Derrick Henry 40 times a game if it needs be. So that being said, Robert Woods is the clear wide receiver 1 now with Treylon Burks on the shelf. And then lastly, I want to hit on Josh Reynolds. I don't expect Amon-Ra St. Brown to play this week. They go on bye next week. It really doesn't make sense to rush these guys back. I think you expect Amon Ross St. Brown and DeAndre Swift to return after their week six bye. And I also think you probably will see Jameson Williams, their first round pick, also return at that time as well. So Josh Reynolds, at least for one more week, is a wide receiver three play. He has a 16.3% target share, 36 in total targets, 23.2% market share of air yards. He does have six deep targets, which is 12th most among all wide receivers, and six red zone targets, 9th most. 17 receptions, 243 receiving yards, and two touchdowns. He's averaging almost 14 fantasy points per game. So this is a matchup against New England. I'm not really worried about this defense. Jared Goff has played out of his mind so far to start the year. And Josh Reynolds right now, with all the injuries they have with DJ Chark, Amon Ross St. Brown, you know, DeAndre Swift, there's a lot of targets to go around here in this offense. And so while I don't expect this to be some sort of shootout like we saw last week with Seattle, just because I don't think New England can support that, I think that you can see Josh Reynolds flirt with 8 or 9 targets here in this game against the Patriots. So I think as a decent wide receiver three play, I think he does make some sense. And then to wrap this thing up, to get to our wide receiver fours and beyond here, I think there's a lot of different options I could go with. I think Jacoby Myers actually makes a lot of sense here. If he returns from his knee injury going up against Detroit, I like him as a strong flex option this week if he is back. And then I'm going to dig a little bit deep here, and we're going to talk about a couple other guys. Alec Pierce, he looks like he's the locked-in wide receiver two here in this Colts offense. Now, this Colts offense does not look very good whatsoever, but he's starting to make his case for being that guy. And so I do think somebody like Alec Pierce is a viable flex option. And then Khalil Shakir, the rookie wide receiver from the Bills. If we see Isaiah McKenzie, who is in concussion protocol, if he is not clear and he misses, Jameson Crowder is already going to miss. We are looking right at Khalil Shakir being the slot wide receiver, which is a very lucrative spot. The Bills have the highest implied point total this week, and it's not even close against a Pittsburgh defense that really struggles. So I think we're looking at this game here with Khalil Shakir, who is widely available, rostered in less than 1% of ESPN leagues and Yahoo leagues. I think he is somebody that I would definitely be looking to pick up if you're needing some help here at wide receiver. I think you could stick him in there and plug him in as a decent flex option this week if those guys are out. So those are kind of the guys I'm looking at. There's a lot more guys we could talk about, but you know, we could be here all night, or you could tune in on Wednesday nights for our Start Sit show, and we could go into all of these guys a little bit more in depth. So I appreciate you checking out the video. Be sure to hit that like and subscribe button. We will catch you on the next one. Bye.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.